Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Okay. The baby in the middle, Sunny Miller. I'm on Listen to Your Music Live presents the motherfucking playlist. Oh. All right. So the lines are now open. The number is 563-999. We decided that we are going to open up the call lines if anybody would like to call in because it's been such a phenomenal night. But did you want to get feedback on Sunny Miller's record? We've heard that record last year, but we like that.
Absolutely. It was a good song, Sunny. I like the lyrics. You know, I like the sound, the energy. It was a good song. I liked it.
I like the song. You know, I like Sunny Miller. I think this is a good song to submit. I like this song. This is one of the songs that I still listen to outside of last year's season. So shout out to you. You're doing good work. And I think that one of these songs will definitely make it onto the playlist. I think that the other song is a better choice to make it on the playlist, though. Dagger.
Yeah. I got a good feeling about Dagger.
Somebody said, what the hell did I stumble upon? You stumble upon the greatest channel on YouTube, the most phenomenal music show on YouTube. This is the Armand Wiggins Show. Listen to Your Music Live presents the motherfucking playlist with the one and only official King Payne. All the way home from the Lituation. And we get into some things here. We have a call-in number where we have artists, and no other show does artists call in. And we pay monthly for that motherfucking fee. There is no free call-in line. There is no conference line. There is no password. There is no pound number. There is no free conference dot. We pay for this every month. Okay? We have a queue. This is not connecting any conference calls in this motherfucker. Okay, let's get it twisted, because I know y'all listen to a lot of call-in shows on YouTube, but this ain't one of them motherfucking call-in shows.
Period. Puriana to the Puria. You know why you stumbled your ass up over here. You looking for some ideas for your own.
No, don't throw shit at the man, but I'm just saying he came at us at a point where we were letting bitches know who the fuck we was.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of bitches that use freeconference.com for their call-in number. I pay a month. Not here. I pay a monthly motherfucking fee. Ain't no conference call. Bitch, we got a queue.
Period.
Somebody hashtag queue.
Queue.
Ain't no conference call, bitch.
Q-U-E.
No motherfucking
Q-U-E.
Conference call. The fuck you talking about?
Period. Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So we open up the call-in lines. I want to hear from some people, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear from some artists. Let us know how you feel. Okay, period.
Next time you go to a YouTube channel and they talking about the conference code is pound, .. you hashtag, what's a conference call? That's what I want you to motherfuck. Have I ever told you guys what the conference call number is, bitch? No, I told you the call-in number. You press 1. And if you don't want to be added to the queue, you can just listen. Ain't no motherfucking conference number. We don't do that free shit over here. We I don't give a fuck about a reach. It's quality over quantity at this motherfucker. I pay every single month for me to have a quality at this motherfucker. I can go the free route and do like everybody else and have a conference number where you press pound 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay,
I can do that and hook my shit up to a Bluetooth speaker, or I can pay for the shit and have it embedded so it sound like HD motherfucking quality coming through your motherfucking speakers. Which one? Because let me tell you, the way that y'all hear it from here first, it cost me money. Okay?
Hashtag quality, okay, on period.
It costs. It's not free.
You gotta pay the cost to be the boss. Okay, on period. That's one thing.
Don't play with me.
You taught me, you know what I'm saying? You can't cut corners.
I cut corners on anything on this motherfucking show?
No, that's not when it comes to quality.
They don't even see that there's a camera hanging above our motherfucking head right now.
Okay,
is it not?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let me do this just so they can see. Fuck you. It's a camera hanging around my motherfucking head, bitch. Don't you play with me. We don't cut corners around this motherfucker. All right. We don't even accept, and it wasn't my fault, but we don't even accept Metro PCS phone calls. What the fuck you talking about?
Really?
And I didn't even do that on purpose.
How that happen?
Bitch, I don't know.
Can't even call in with a mess. What about Cricky?
I don't know.
My family mobile.
All right. I just got a little press girl.
Press.
602-8902. You're live on the air.
You said you don't do Metro. I'm with you.
Did you? You got a Metro? Did you make it through? No, because the lady with Metro, she been trying to get through and she can't get through, so she emailed me.
I ain't got Metro. I'm with.
Okay, but hold on. I want to be very clear. I don't do Metro not on purpose, but the system that I use does not do Metro, and it's a paid service.
But man, I just want to say thank y'all for y'all birthday wishes, man. That means so much. On top of that, like, thank y'all for putting my thumbs tonight, man. I don't know. Some of y'all that follow me on Instagram know I just had a mini tour out here in Arizona that went great and super successful. Let me ask you this.
Do you feel like King Payne be doing too much? I mean, I have to defend you tonight because, you know, you my boy. So, you know, I kind of felt a way, or did I do too much? You can tell me.
No, I mean.
Turn me down in the back because I'll have to hang up on you, though.
Okay. Y'all cool. I'm sorry. My baby can hear tripping. But, I actually just watched that little portion. I feel like his criticism was cool.
You might have to call back. You might have to call back. Call us back. You have a lot going on.
I heard what he said, though.
I don't know if you have booze, try to call in. Like, no shit. Like all bullshit aside, like, girl, I'm not even being shady. Somebody told me that they had Metro and they could never get through. I don't have Metro, bitch. I haven't had Metro since I was in ninth grade of high school and my dad was paying my phone bill. So, I don't know. I had Boost Mobile, but the last time I had Boost Mobile, I was working at Sonic. And the only reason why I had Boost Mobile, not because the 55 unlimited plan, is because I had the phone where you could chirp, and I couldn't pay for it the Nextel because I was in 8th grade or 9th grade or something. And Nextel at the time was $65 a month. So I got the Boost because it was like $30 a month, and you could. I really wish they would bring that back. And two phones I wish they would bring back would be the Sidekick.
Woo!
Or the chirp.
I love
that's my favorite situation.
I used to have like three sidekicks. I used to have a D-Wave one. I used to have the little Frogger one. I used to have the, what's the skater name?
The Tony Hawk.
The Tony Hawk, I used to have that one. Ooh, sidekicks. That was I used to love the sidekicks. They definitely need to bring that.
Yes, I couldn't afford Nextel at the time.
And the little chirp, yeah, that was cute. But Nextel, I think they out.
Yeah, so that is the only way I would go back to Boost if they can give me like a smart, because I'm really over the iPhone.
Definitely.
But I cannot do an Android unless it's a T-Mobile Sidekick or it's some type of chirp.
Yeah, T-Mobile was to bring back the Sidekick, they would fucking blow iPhone out of the water. Everybody, before there was the iPhone, there was the Sidekick. Now, if there was some kind of way for them to bring the Sidekick back, with all the new features and all the new technology, that it would be lit. Everybody would have sidekicks. Like, forget Apple.
I would even scam for a sidekick.
Yeah, I would throw this whole Apple phone in the trash if they came out with a Sidekick 20 tomorrow. Okay,
somebody said you're missing out on Android. No, I used to work before I quit and started doing YouTube. I used to work for AT&T. I had an Android. Android is not built for social media.
Especially, I used to love flipping my psychic. That's my favorite part, the little sound it makes when you flip it.
Oh, the razor was everything, bitch. All right, so listen, about the music. So we're going to end the music show. Nobody wants to call in. I don't know who Alex Lux Studios is. This is the first time you ever donated this much amount. I'm thinking you're a heterosexual man. Shout out to you, but you're always in the chat. Miriam, you know I love you. We have a close and personal relationship. You've met Miriam several times. So outside of that,
she came to my birthday.
Yeah, she did. So I just want to say we love Miriam. Miriam is by my day one. She was one of the first people that ever donated to me. She was the first people that ever super chatted to me. So she gets on my nerves. I get on her nerves, but I will never replace her. Love her to death. That's one of my main bitches for the rest of my everything. So love her to death. Outside of that, we're getting out of everything. We're going to go. I wanted to have the conversation about the lady that got killed by the DL man, but I don't want to replay that video. But I guess I'll say this today. I've gotten a lot of flack on that video. And I want you guys to say, and I might end up doing a video about that in the future, but it may be time for some women to have subscribed to my channel. Unsubscribe. Because I am a gay man. I'm a proud gay man. I have a gay husband. I have a whole husband, bitch. And at the end of the day, I feel like a lot. It's very difficult for me on this channel where there's predominantly women. It feels like a lot of these women want me to sit on here day in and day out. And whenever there is a gay topic that comes awry, they want me to shit on gay people. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And I feel like I'm not going to coon for the straight vote and pretend that straight people are not flawed. So that lady, she did not, while I made it clear, she did not deserve to die. She got what she was asking for. I'm not going to sit here and say that a gay DL man owes a woman that he's not fucking anything. Especially when there's transgenders that get killed every day. And there's transgenders that get exposed every day. And I tell those same transgenders, the whole reason why transgenders don't like me, because I tell them they need to stop exposing. I tell them the same thing. But I find on this channel, I get conflicted. Because they'll be all for me dragging a transgender. But the minute I say a black person has done something wrong, or let alone a black woman, it's like I've done wrong. And what I'm not going to do, I live as a gay man every single day. I'm not a black woman. I'm not just a black man. So what I'm not going to do, I'm not seeking your permission, your donations, your super chats, your subscriptions. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. That lady was fucking wrong. Did she deserve to die? Absolutely not. But I would be lying to say I didn't understand why they did it. I understand what happened because you exposed somebody. Now I'm saying this. If you're looking for a gay guy to sit here and side with women just because women is the majority of their population, this is not the channel for you, because when a woman is wrong, I'm going to call her out on it. I love my black queens. I love my mama. I have five sisters. If anybody tried them, I would kill them. But at the same time, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I'm not going to act as though I'm not a gay man. And a lot of straight people, when straight people go and try to put disease on us, pedophilia on us, sodomization on us, and there's nobody to stand up for us, I'm going to be that motherfucking voice because I don't represent any of that. And if you can't understand that, if you can't get with that, you don't need to follow me. And I'm done.
Period.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And I feel, and I don't like that I feel like I can't ever talk about gay issues and take a gay stance without some female feeling some type of way on my motherfucking channel. I don't like that.
You just gotta be you, and you gotta be, you know, true to yourself, and you gotta live in your truth. You can't be worried about what other people think. Period. Whether it's majority females that follow you or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta speak your truth and give your honest opinion. And that's the only way that you can grow, or that anyone else that can grow.
Yes.
I mean, because, you know, if you were sitting up here and being fake and just, you know, going with the, you know, majority of what everybody else thinks, and then, you know, and, you know, you're growing, but then one day you decide that, you know, you're going to say fuck everybody and you're going to, you know, live in your truth. And, you know, like, that wasn't real growth, because half of those people that, you know, you were trying to please, you know what I'm saying, are going to unfollow you the moment that you decide to be yourself. So,
yeah,
you might as well just lead with that.
All right. Well, with that being said, voting is now live. Voting is live. We might come back, we might not. Voting is live.